I recently read an op-ed piece online that really made me angry. It focused on the coalition challenging the scientific community on the issue of global warming. Let us remember, according to an international scientific consensus, the world can stop the increase of carbon dioxide in our atmosphere and hold the growth in average temperatures to 2 degrees Celsius if we act now, not in 10 years. So why don't we do it? Because of a combination of, in the words of the article, money worshippers and Bible punchers. Some businesses, which care more about making the next million than the survival of millions in a warmer Earth dystopia, have formed an unholy alliance with religious fundamentalists, many of whom actually welcome global destruction as the beginning of end times, where the righteous will be raptured up to heaven. The religious right and big money, of course, now control the Republican Party and have scared too many Democrats into supporting these businesses. That is unconscionable. By denying climate change and refusing to do anything about it, these criminals are murdering millions of people not yet born. Yes, I said murder. The climate catastrophes forecast for 50 to 100 years from now will make many highly populated sections of the Earth uninhabitable, will play havoc with agricultural production, and undoubtedly lead to a significant drop in the world population. Despite the severity of recent storms, we really have not begun to see the impact of global temperature increases. People like me, living comfortably in our old age, can only imagine what this warmer world has in store for our grandchildren. And it could be stopped virtually dead in its tracks with the correct policies. But that would require that some industries disappear. Too great a sacrifice for their owners. Unfortunately, so far, this unholy alliance is winning. Despite a president who has pledged to do something about climate change, a president who accepts the scientific consensus, government policy has actually continued to subsidize the fossil fuel industry when it should be taxing it heavily. So how can we, the people, make a difference? Recently, I've been made aware of the divestment movement among college students. Put simply, they are demanding that their universities sell all stocks in fossil fuel companies. Individual pension funds have for a long time offered members the option of putting their lifetime accumulated savings into what are called social choice funds, funds that specifically buy no stocks in companies that engage in military production and, more recently, fossil fuel production. This divestment idea is, however, bigger and more significant because it involves single large purchases. This campaign brings to mind the 1980s, the successful efforts to boycott firms that invested in South Africa. It seemed like just a pinprick at the time, but in fact it made a great deal of difference in the fight to undermine the apartheid regime. The fossil fuel companies are major players in the effort to keep the carbon pumping. The executives making that decision are apparently following Groucho Marx, who famously said, "Posterity has never done anything for me." Thus, why should these executives care about people not yet born? I am hoping the rest of us are better than that. Support your local divestment movement, make fossil fuel production unprofitable, save the planet.